Are you a spiritual skeptic? Do you question whether the Bible is actually the Word of God? After all, you may reason, none of the authors are around to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's genuine. You want evidence to verify that the Bible truly is God's Word. You need something solid to back up your belief. So how do you start? Where do you search for the facts to solve your dilemma? There is a source that can answer your suspicions. Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we ask, can you believe Bible prophecy?
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Why should you believe that God inspired the Bible? Is it a hopeless, unprovable task, or is there evidence to prove otherwise? If you could be clearly shown proof of the Bible's accuracy, would you believe it? Now, here it is straight out. The proof is found in Bible prophecy. Now, that may sound like circular reasoning, but it's not. So, let me explain. First, let's define it. What is Bible prophecy? Prophecy is something that's predicted to happen in the future. It's history that's given in advance. You could say it's the news of tomorrow that's given today. So here's the fair test. You can prove the Bible's believability by whether or not its prophecies have actually taken place. So there's a simple step. Determine to answer this particular question. Have Bible prophecies actually been fulfilled? In other words, what did God predict that actually came about? Now, a detailed study of just about any prophecy in the Bible might not convince you. It might not be the most convincing proof that prophecies were fulfilled if they were only just a few years after they were given. Maybe that won't be enough information. Maybe that's not powerful enough to convince the skeptic. Now, they may have been recorded after the fact. And so, let's take it a step further. Here's the question. What prophecies would be the best gauge to test whether the Bible is believable or not? Answer? It would have to be prophecies that were fulfilled after a long time had passed. A substantial amount of time should have passed since they were recorded. Now, if the Bible can predict people, places, events, hundreds of years before their occurrence, then what would you do with that information? You'd have to admit that the Bible contains knowledge of the future that's precise. It is too exact, it's too detailed just to dismiss it as a good guess. If you could verify that the Bible contains in-depth examples of fulfilled prophecy, then Scripture itself will reveal the greatness of God and the truth of your Bible. Did you know that God himself tells us how to judge past prophecy? He inspired 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to say this, "All of this makes us even more certain that what the prophets said is true. So you should pay close attention to their message, as you would a lamp shining in a dark place." So are you willing to pay close attention to past prophecy? Now, there's a bold statement from God. Notice what God says. He says, "Remember the things I've done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God, and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish." So you see, God challenges any skeptic to do what he does. Prophesy the future and then make it come to pass. Okay, so let's do that. Let's put the Bible to the test and see if God's Word is really true. So where should we start? The book of Daniel reports that a Babylonian king, his name was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had a disturbing dream that none of his counselors, nobody on his court, could explain it. The Babylonian society thought that dreams were very significant, and Nebuchadnezzar himself was convinced that this one was very important, but nobody could explain it. The prophet Daniel, he didn't know what the dream was about either, yet with God's inspiration, he was able to explain every detail of the dream to Nebuchadnezzar. Look what Daniel said about the interpretation of that dream. He said, "You looked, O king, And there before you stood a large statue, an enormous, dazzling statue, awesome in its appearance. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly iron and partly of baked clay. You see, Daniel told the king that the head of gold represented him, his very own Babylonian empire. The silver, the bronze, the iron and clay sections of the statue, that represented three powerful empires that were to come after the mighty Babylon in history. Now, if you were to look in a secular history book, get out a history book, it will tell you that the Empire of Gold ruled the known world. Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon ruled that world around 600 BC. Now imagine this. It's one thing to say that the head of gold was Babylon. You know, anybody could come up with that. But that would be like the USA Today. It'd be like reporting the news of the day. Well, so what? Big deal. That's what's happening right now. Anybody can see that. But Daniel was predicting what was to come. What was going to come 50, 100, 200, 500 years down the line? You see, that dream was inspired by God, and it provided Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel with an astounding preview of history. History in advance, the news that was to come years and centuries down the line. God said that Daniel could count on it to be sure. And in this life, there's not much that we can count on. Now, what about you? Do you live in a life that's uncertain? You wonder about your future? I mean, after all, is anything predictable? Now, there is a source of information to tell you where this world is headed. The answers have been waiting for you all along. They're right in the pages of your Bible. It tells us a huge amount of what lies ahead. And much of this remarkable book is prophetic. It gives us news in advance. Bible prophecy is critical. It's critical information about our future, your future. But where do you start? I mean, it could be overwhelming. There's so much information here. Well, you can order our free booklet. You can understand Bible prophecy. It will help you. It will give you some accurate information to help you understand prophecy. We want you to see the true extent of prophecy, how it links the past, the present, and what's to come in the future. So request your free copy. It's absolutely free. You could go online right now to beyondtoday.tv to download this booklet. You can read it, or you can order your free copy of You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. You can do it by calling us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. That's the call that's free. The booklet's free. So go online, beyondtoday.tv, or give us a call. It is free. The knowledge of prophecy, it alone can provide you with a balanced perspective of the details of God's plan. He's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for mankind. So order your free copy now. Did you know about one-fourth to about as much as one-third of the Bible contains prophecy? So God obviously considers it important. The book of Daniel prophesied events fulfilled many centuries ago, as well as major events that are still to come. It reveals history that's written in advance. But can you be sure that it's valid? Let's go back to Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Remember that statue? That statue in the dream represented a series of great empires that would dominate the civilized world's political scene for centuries. Now, with that said, many would argue, how do you know that this statue really represents these specific kingdoms? Daniel said to the king, notice back in the book of Daniel once again, after you, he said to Nebuchadnezzar, another kingdom will rise, inferior to yours. Next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over the whole earth. Finally, there'll be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, for iron breaks and smashes everything, and as iron breaks things to pieces, so it will crush and break all the others. Now notice how accurately this was fulfilled. The silver empire was to be Persia, which began with Cyrus the Great, who conquered Babylon in about 539 BC. This silver empire actually came about and was the superpower in the Mideast for about two centuries. The bronze empire, the next one down the line, that overtook them. The Greco-Macedonian Empire, that was established by the warrior Alexander the Great. And it lasted for about 300 years before that fourth kingdom came along, that fourth kingdom of iron. Iron, that's tough, it's strong, it's ruthless. And of course, that was describing the Roman kingdom, the Roman Empire. That crushed any foe that got in its way. Your history books will bear that sequence of kingdoms out. Now, is that enough information for you to make the point? You know, if you need more facts, there's another dream that Daniel interpreted a little bit farther down the line in the book of Daniel. Now, this particular dream gave specific qualities to those world-ruling empires. They were revealed to Daniel. When you look over to the book of Daniel chapter 7, there are four empires, those same four that he mentioned in that statue. This time, instead of a statue, they were represented by four wild animals. Daniel prophesied the four great beasts were four kingdoms that will rise from the earth. Sure enough, that first kingdom was to be like a lion. Guess which kingdom that was? That was Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon was like a lion. It uses its head to kill. That was the head of gold. Then there was Persia. Persia was depicted in that dream like a bear, a great, big, frightening, huge bear. And yet, it was a little clumsy. It was raised on one side. Why? Because it was the Medes and the Persians, the Medo-Persian Empire. Finally, the Persians became the dominating force there. And that bear had three ribs in its mouth. Why? Because history bears out, just like those three ribs, it conquered and ate up Babylon, Lydia, and Egypt. History proves it out. Then there's a third beast. There's a four-headed leopard. Now, you may have never seen a four-headed leopard, so what in the world would that crazy dream represent? Well, that represented Greece. Remember we mentioned before that Alexander the Great conquered the world. Do you know how fast he conquered the world? If you look it up in your history book, he moved like a leopard. Within 4 years, he conquered the entire known world. Unbelievably fast, just like a leopard speeding over and conquering anything and everything in his way. In fact, nothing like that has ever happened in history again. We'd have to come all the way up until the time of Hitler to find any time in history that that could possibly compare to. Now, it's interesting. Why four heads? Well, Alexander had four generals, and within a very short time of conquering the world, Alexander died, and guess who the kingdom was handed over to? His four generals, the four heads of the leopard. The next was that dreadful beast, the Roman Empire. It represented something so mighty, so powerful, so strong, and yet it was terrible. It couldn't really be described, so no particular animal is necessarily attached to it. But it was vicious. It was animalistic in its nature. All three of these powers represented animals because they went after animals like the weaker animals behind them. And so they conquered them and they took them by force. And so we can see very clearly as we go on that this problem, this situation that we're faced with in the book of Daniel makes it very clear that it represents exactly what that statue did. So listen very carefully, because there's a critical question. When? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves. When did Daniel predict these things? When did God inspire Daniel to prophesy these things? When would they come about? It was 5 decades. It was 50 years later when the Persian Empire came about. In other words, Daniel predicted Babylon would be overthrown 50 years before the time it actually happened. That would be like today. Imagine going back right after World War II and predicting that Barack Obama would be elected today. Imagine that. It would be unheard of. It wouldn't be possible. I mean, just go back a couple years ago and you wouldn't think that would be possible. But here's Daniel, inspired by God, showing 50 years later exactly what would happen. Now you bump down to the next part of the image. When did the Greco-Macedonian Empire come about? You see, Daniel predicted it. God inspired it 270 years before it happened. And then you go to the Roman Empire. Rome conquered and overtook them, but that didn't happen for over 400 years from the time God inspired Daniel to prophesy about it. Now, these prophecies were amazingly fulfilled long, long after they were given. They are verified by history. They are specific. They are precise. In fact, they are so detailed, there is no way that they could have been engineered. This fantastic series of events is so remarkable. It spans hundreds and hundreds of years, four kingdoms, many rulers. And you know what? They came about exactly. They came about precisely. I mean, the odds of any person being able to accurately predict these tremendous occurrences, I mean, that defies all rational possibilities. The probability of this prediction occurring, it's just astronomical. And yet, God prophesied it, and it came to pass. So don't ignore the word of God. He tells us very plainly. Notice what he says in the book of Isaiah. He says, "What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do." There is so much more to discuss on this topic. What prophecies lie ahead? What should you do about it? Up next, we'll be talking with the Beyond Today panel. Lots to discuss, so stay with us.
As the doors to the future open, only the Bible gives an accurate vision of progress, hope, and a future of peace to a world of escalating war. Now you can understand Bible prophecy as never before in this free publication by calling 1-888-886-8632 or going online at beyondtoday.tv. Discover the fundamentals of Bible prophecy. Reason from the prophecies yourself about today's news and discover the astonishing credibility of prophecies that all came to pass. Prophecies about the greatest nations today, of God's promises to save humanity from global destruction. Read about the coming progress beyond human imagination tomorrow. So call now, toll free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go to beyondtoday.tv. Get your free copy of You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. While the news about the Middle East seems to get worse, you can get understanding of where it's going in your free subscription to the Good News magazine. See why Jerusalem will remain at the center of the news in articles that regularly keep you up to date in the direction of our world. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription to the Good News magazine.
When you order our free booklet today, you'll also receive a free one-year subscription to the Good News magazine, Magazine of Understanding. Topics in this magazine that will help you with the challenges that you face in life. So order this magazine, get your booklet, so you can better understand things for your life today. Now, our topic has been, can you believe Bible prophecy? What prophecies lie ahead? What should you do about these things? We're going to talk about it a little bit with our Beyond Today panel. Fellow BT hosts, Darris McNeely and Gary Petty, join me. Welcome, guys. Now, with this whole concept of prophecy, we've been talking about things in the past. Can you give me other examples of prophecy, you know, so our viewers can get a better handle that, you know, what the Bible says we can really count on? Any things come to mind when you think of those?
Well, there's a lot, but I like to start just where you did, right in Daniel chapter 2. Because what's so amazing about Daniel chapter 2 is that we know that the Jewish people kept those scrolls for century after century after century. So we can go back and know when it was written. And when it was written was years before those events happened. So I think you just start right there in Daniel chapter 2 and those remarkable prophecies about those four empires.
So it's always interesting how the details of those things are so amazing that you can grab a history book and see how exactly they fit in.
Yes. And another one of the amazing aspects of fulfilled prophecy, Steve, is probably that of the greatest prophet in the Bible, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's first coming is covered in more prophecies in the Bible than any other subject. Sometimes we like to get into the book of Daniel and try to figure out all the charts and the images and these weird fantastic items there, and they are fascinating. But there were more prophecies of Jesus Christ than any other event in the Bible, his first coming, down to the very city in which he was born, the manner in which he lived and died. Great, awesome detail that if it were tried to be replicated and by anyone just reading those and trying to fulfill them in their own life, the odds of that happening are astronomical.
You couldn't even plan to do it.
It couldn't be done.
To try to map out all those things and somehow make it fit. Just wouldn't happen at all.
No, to end up crucified, to end up fulfilling all those prophecies, you'd actually have to plan your own death.
And the fact that those are so abundant should point us to the fact of realizing that the prophecies he made himself in his ministry, recorded in the Gospels, of future events are very important, and we should pay attention to them.
And that's an interesting point, because as you talk about past prophecy, we're looking at how past prophecy fulfilled is obviously a representation that you can prove what the Bible is all about. Now let's switch gears a little bit and go to the future. What about future prophecies, and how do they relate, and can we count on that? What about the future now?
Well, if you just take Daniel 2, which you were talking about, and of course prophecies about Jesus Christ, just look at those. Daniel 2 isn't completely fulfilled. There's a point where the kingdoms of the earth are destroyed.
Yeah, I stopped before we got
earlier. Yeah. And so when you tie that in with that central theme of the entire Bible, the Messiah, that humanity is messed up, and that God is going to save humanity through a Messiah, and the Messiah comes twice. Once as the suffering servant, as Isaiah talks about, and again in the future as the King of Kings. So you put those together, and we see Christ's two comings, and we look forward to the future one.
And of the future prophecies that Christ gave, probably the one most significant that helps us to understand that what he said, all of his prophecies point to the future, is the one in Matthew 24 where he said that except these days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. Now, for those listening to him actually give those words in the first century, they would have no concept of what that meant. I mean, you couldn't take clubs and spears and armaments of the day and imagine all flesh being wiped off the face of the earth. That could only have happened in the 20th century with the advent of nuclear technology and nuclear bombs.
Yeah, we're not talking about a metaphor or anything like
No, he was talking direct about an event that could happen. That is a future prophecy to pay attention to and should signal that we better pay attention to other prophecies.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point, because it may move our viewers to ask the question, well, okay, maybe it does matter something. I mean, what does it really matter then? Why should I worry about those things? Why should I be concerned? Why should I find out about them? How would you answer that?
Well, God isn't just a great watchmaker that made the universe and then stood back to watch it. He has created the universe. He's created you. He's created all of us. And he is not only the creator God. He is the God of history. And he's the God of the future. He has a plan. And that now should motivate us to look into the scripture and say, okay, if he predicts things and they happen, what is he predicting about the future, and how can I participate in that?
You think I'm overstating it? I mean, if you look what we've just discussed, we looked at the prophecies, we looked at the proof. I mean, it shows that God exists. And then that begs the question then, what am I going to do about it? God exists. He is real. He has given these things. Then I've got to do something about that.
You know, Steve, when I was a young man and I began to understand and hear about certain Bible prophecies and begin to see how they fit together, it really helped me understand history and that there was a purpose to history, to the modern times in which I was living. And that led then to an understanding of my life and its meaning and its purpose and where it fit within time, within history, and within the plan of God. But it began with prophecy, not the wild speculative parts of prophecy that people like to get hung up on, trying to predict when Christ is going to return or if this particular personage actually fulfills this particular part of the Bible prophecy. But no, it was understanding that prophecy makes sense of history and brings it all together. You don't like history, didn't like it in school, let me give you a bit of advice. You might want to turn to some Bible prophecy, begin to study that, and understand it from that point of view. It will make it come alive. It did for me, made a big difference.
So we're not just talking about a doom and gloom, because so many times I think people have a sense that when we say prophecy, we're talking about doom and gloom and the end of the world.
No, prophecy is not all of that.
But that's not the way it is at all.
No.
No, in fact, it is eventually a message of hope, because God's going to save the world. And prophecy tells us how we can get involved with our Creator right now. If he's involved in human history, he can be involved in your life. That's what the inspiration of prophecy is. Not getting, as you said, all caught up in the ideas and charts and to the point where it becomes some kind of secret knowledge. No, it's about how the Creator wants to be in your life. That's the great message of prophecy.
It becomes a vanity trip when you take it from that.
Yeah.
That point.
Yeah, if you only look at it from that point of view, I think you've got to get it down to a practical level. Maybe that's the way to look at it. The practical level of prophecy, that God gave it. He predicted it. He brought it to pass. Prophecy has been fulfilled. There are prophecies about the future. Then it impacts your life, not just with what's going to happen, but it should affect you that God said this. There is a God. I believe what he said. It's been proven out. So that means I have to obey him. I have to do what he says. So then that should lead you back to your Bible. What did God teach? What does he want from my life? What should I do about these things? And that moves prophecy into a whole new realm, doesn't it?
It shows that God cares. It shows that each individual has purpose. And once you study the scripture and you look at from Genesis to Revelation, you realize the purpose for humanity is to become the children of God. That's why we may be making a mess of this and we may be failing, but God is going to save us. The message of salvation is the core message of prophecy.
The real reason to study prophecy is what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3. You were in 2 Peter at the beginning of your program, but in chapter 3, after he kind of goes through events and he really talks about some cataclysmic events of age-ending sequences there in his writings, but he says, look, what manner of person ought we to be? Seeing that these things are going to come to pass, what type of people should we be in all manner of righteousness and godliness? Prophecy should motivate us to live in a godly fashion and to treat each other, to love our neighbor and to love God, as he says. That's why you study prophecy, not to get this vanity trip that makes us smarter, better than anyone else.
Prophecy is looking forward to the good news ahead. It's a message of hope as well. So I think we need to prioritize our life. Look to the future, but put God first because he has a wonderful plan for your life. Stay with us.
You can understand Bible prophecy. Discover the fundamentals of Bible prophecy. Reason from the prophecies yourself about today's bad news. Discover the astonishing credibility of ancient prophecies that all came to pass. Only the Bible gives an accurate vision of progress. Call now, toll free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv. You can understand Bible prophecy.
Take the prophecy challenge. Study history and study your Bible, and you'll see that there are already many Bible prophecies that have precisely come to pass, showing it to be the genuine Word of God. Since God has brought to pass His prophecies of events in the past, there's no doubt that you can count on the fact that He'll bring them about in the future. Until that time, we're told to be ready, to be watchful, to repent of our sins. We don't know the exact timing, but through prophecy, God will give us the signs of the times. He predicts that your world will become more and more intolerant, intolerant of God and intolerant of His ways. In fact, people will lose love. They'll lose compassion for each other. And so the Bible talks about that. Wars and famines and pestilence, disease. These kinds of things will reach proportions that will never have been seen before in history. So what will you do? Hopefully you'll remember the prophecies recorded in the Bible, the sure prophecies of God that came to pass, and then keep in mind God's prophecy that lies ahead, just right ahead of it. It's going to directly affect your life and the lives of those of your family. Daniel prophesied these things, but he also prophesied about the hope that lies ahead. The God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. That's what Daniel said. He said, it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So will you take it to heart? Take it to heart and believe what God says. Do something about it. Learn from the past. Keep His word, because you can believe Bible prophecy. Now be sure to join us next time. I'm Steve Myers for Beyond Today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.